Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
If you missed your chance to win Wizards tickets at 4 o'clock today, you got another opportunity tomorrow at 4. Tomorrow's show, I think, will be joined by Dan Orlovsky of ESPN to talk Jaden Daniels and the young quarterbacks in the NFL, so that should be a good conversation. Make sure you're locked in on the Fan tomorrow. By the way, Friday, a field trip installment of Grant and Danny. We are going to Uptown Alley in Manassas from 2 to 6:30. That's Friday afternoon. Uptown Alley is a great venue, good food, really big spot.
Yeah, you could do anything. You bowl, you could play video games. It's a great place for kids to come by and
shop,
hang out.
It's
happy hour spot. It's huge.
Yeah. Place so we're there all day Friday, 2 to 6:30.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
I want to put a bow on our conversation on the Commanders being a possible quick turnaround candidate. I am very confident that they could. I don't know if they will. But they could absolutely be a 10-win wild card team again next year. I think a lot of people look at how terrible this season's been, and right now at rock bottom, losing 6 in a row and 7 of 8, and they go, this is the beginning of a run of futility, and this thing's gotten really bad. The roster is horrific. The defense is bad. There's not enough depth. And I think you're looking at what is honestly more like, I don't know, probably a 5-5, you know, a 6-5 type team. That's ravaged by injuries, even if it's a 5-6 type team, destroyed by injuries. And with Daniels back next season and turning a top 5 pick either into, if you hit on it, a really good edge defender or, you know, DB or something, or you trade it back, which I think they should do, and get a few other pieces, plus the $90 million you're going to use in free agency spending on areas of concern, they will definitely be a lot better with a softer schedule and ideally, Daniels getting back closer to what he was last year. Whether he ever becomes that again, which I think is absolutely a possibility. But let's say last year was a bit of a everything went right kind of year, and that's not what Jaden's going to be long term. I think he's going to be better than this. You know, this as a floor with a healthier roster and a better roster around him, you could win 10 games with a weaker schedule. You could be this year's New England Patriots where everyone thinks you're scheduled. Like before the year, think about this. The Patriots were expected to win 7.5 games, according to oddsmakers, and yet the same oddsmakers had them favored in 11 games. Think about that. Like,
right.
It was so bad the year before, and the roster was so thrown together in one offseason that you go, all right, 7.5 is the projected win total. And yet, when you go game by game, because they're playing so many crap teams, you're favored in 11 of them in look-ahead lines. That could be Washington next year. Now you get an MVP-caliber performance from Jaden Daniels and the guy you drafted 5. plus a three or four of the splash free agents you bring in with your 90 mil. Those guys all come to the forefront playing well. You got to hit. It's not going to be easy. Adam Peters has to have a hell of an offseason, but that's the path, and it could definitely be done. There's no doubt in my mind.
I also wonder if it's the most prudent thing, and here's what I mean. You got to go, for a quicker turnaround, you got to do some more short-term veteran deals probably. You got to fish in the pond that we're basically saying, hey, I wouldn't mind if you guys went down the road and stopped fishing there, right? I want them to get younger and faster. That probably means you're not getting another Zach Ertz off the heap who outperforms things for you. You're not going Cleveland Farrell, Dante Fowler, Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn, down the line. I think it's harder to fill that many things and do it in the veteran shopping end to try to turn it around quickly.
I don't think you have to sign 20, 30-year-olds like they have in the past to...
Because that's been extreme.
...to have that year. You know what I mean? You could sign a handful of them, but, you could make a splash addition. I'd have to look at who's available at each spot, but, I know Kate Otten's name floating around at tight end or whatever, but you could go out and you could get one of the better players you view as a fit at three or four positions, and all of a sudden getting faster and getting a weapon at tight end isn't as important. You got to get really young because you've got this guy in his prime who's a good tight end. You're allowed to sign guys that aren't 34 to more than a one-year deal. You wouldn't know it, but it can happen. It is allowed. Let's go to Marvin in Landover on G&D. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know something? Surely if you turn it around, I believe that if you can have a 4-13 season and all of a sudden go 12-5, it's possible, and we have our quarterback. I honestly believe we still have our quarterback. But I'm going to have to throw something at your way, and I hope you guys run with this. This whole season, I put on the feet of Adam Peters. And it starts with the one decision in the offseason where he decided to play hardball with the heart and soul of this team. I just think from that point forward, everything has went south. Now, there's a bunch of other moves I can talk about. I did a little research, and that's a little dangerous. Jaden's only getting paid $960,000 a year, and we have him for rookie contract for 3 more years. Well, why didn't we sign the guys he was comfortable with to those 2-year contracts, and then their contract would be up when we have to really pay him? Why don't we have De'Ami Brown? Why don't we have OZ? I'm just saying, those players he was comfortable with, and he was showing that he had faith in him. Last year, he had McCaffrey, and he wasn't throwing the ball, even though Jim Stat said he was the most open receiver in the NFL. You, as a quarterback, you really want to feel comfortable with what you're doing. So they set Jaden up for failure by really torpedoing his weapons off the break. I'm not saying failure. I shouldn't say failure. But I think they set him up for a tougher year. And I just don't understand why you would do that. You get him off the line, but let's get rid of all your weapons. You bring in Debo, but then you want to mess with Terry. I don't understand the concept. It was driving me crazy all year. So I put it on the feet of Adam Peters. If you're smart enough to sit there and make that $30 million mistake with Terry, which I mean playing around with his money, and he's the heart and soul of your team, then you better make the right decisions this offseason. And I agree with everything you say. Trade back if you get a top five, work on all the positions, sign a couple 2-3 year vets that they'll still be, their contracts are in before Jaden Daniels' contract has to be paid.
That's a great call. Really appreciate you making it. Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the anti-management side of Terry. And we you may have heard, we talked about that a little bit over the course of several months.
Just
it came up
a couple times.
But that's the team messed up by not just giving in thing. Right? That's this was the ultimate downside where I don't care that you won the negotiation, because make no mistake, the team did. The team won. Adam Peters and the team got him to sign a team-friendly deal. And, he held out as long as he wanted to. This is a deal that favors the organization. It's not close.
If that negotiation was a football game, they were the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And Terry was the Commanders. And it was 28-0 before halftime.
And so if your point is, great, kudos to that on that. Was that worth it? That's a very fair question, by the way. I don't know the answer to that. For me, in general, I would say yes, and that just kind of is what it is. You want to try to not overcommit to players, especially given these veteran cycles and the track record of guys north of 30 at the receiver position, but I digress. The point is, if you want to fault Peters now, I think that's totally fair, because that's the job, calling balls and strikes. For me, I got why they did what they did. They doubled down on the approach that got them to the NFC title game the year before. I probably would have done the same thing, to be honest with you. I would have gone, this Zach Ertz thing worked out so bleeping well. It shouldn't have, but my God, let's do it again. I would run it
back.
But
he's not taking that to task as much as he's taking to task how they handled McLaurin.
But he brought up that you let, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you brought up that, you know, he let OZ walk, let Dalmy Brown walk. When you're feeling yourself, you're going, I don't need them. I'll find the next cheap guy.
Find the next cheap guy. I mean, they drafted Jalen Lane. That was kind of what they did at wide receiver. They brought in Deebo Samuel, who's not even really playing the same position. They didn't sign one-year guys at that spot and say it was fixed. I mean, what the problem was, so McLaurin, obviously the injuries, Noah Brown, the injuries. When you account for those two guys, Zacchaeus walks, Dyami Brown walks, Jamison Crowder's no longer here, Austin Eckler's no longer here. Six of probably the top seven or eight targeted guys for McLaurin last season, or for Daniels last season, have not played almost at all for him this year. I mean, that's crazy. That's a huge difference, for sure. I've been saying the Olamide Zacchaeus thing all year. I don't understand why they didn't keep him, and I think that definitely has backfired and looks like a huge mistake. I feel way less that way about Dyami Brown, who's one of the league leaders in drops and I think got overpaid. But if his point is, who cares if you're overpaying? You've got a ton of cap space, and those guys,
this is the time to do it.
They'll be off the books when Jaden Daniels is getting paid anyway, and he would have been, you know, better capable of having a better season and more comfortable with those guys. I think that's a fine argument. But going back to his larger point, I don't want to relitigate the McLaurin thing. The calculation right now for this season probably did not work for them with McLaurin. But the negotiation was a massive success for Peters because after next year, I think they're able to get out of the Terry McLaurin business and contract if they want to do that. They're going to free themselves up to be able to get younger and faster and more explosive at wide receiver with a huge contract if they want to play that game. And they didn't overpay substantially a player that they were worried about, whether it's injuries coming on at his age, which happened, or just performance declining. Now, every day I would ask, is the juice worth the squeeze? And I still wonder that. I don't know that it was. And I do think that his offseason led to his season. He's got to wear the majority of that. And mm-hmm. I think the team, to the caller's point, and in his opinion, should wear some of it too. But the Zacchaeus departure is the one that I will never really understand. He made almost no money from Chicago to leave here. Not keeping a guy that was super popular around was very strange to me. Zeke in Southeast, what's up? Zeke, you there? You will get nothing.
No, nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Zero.
And you will like it. I want to pivot to the big story out of the NFL on Sunday between the Bengals and the Steelers. So I'm sure you guys saw the fight on the field that led to the ejection of Jalen Ramsey. He hit Ja'Marr Chase. Initially, it looked like he just completely lost his cool. They were jawing, talking back and forth. It wasn't until after the game when Jalen Ramsey told everyone, yes, I hit him because he spit on me. You can't spit on me. I'm going to hit you if you do that. Now, this was Ramsey postgame.
He spit on me, so it's up. I'm going to f*** my football after that. Respectfully, I'm always gonna be all for trash talking, talking stuff like that. I actually enjoy that part of the game. I think people know that. Yeah, as soon as he spit, it was bad.
I think there's a lot of beeps in there, but it sounded like he said, "I don't give a bleep about football after that." Meaning, like what we were talking about with Deron Payne. Hey, put your team first. Let's be a pro. Let's be a grown up. Let's not punch a guy who's yelling at you. And there was no spit in the Amon-Ra St. Brown, Deron Payne incident, for the record. But he's saying that all goes out the window. You can talk to me all you want to. I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going to Deron Payne you just because you're yelling at me. In Deron's case, we found out that Amon-Ra St. Brown actually hit him a few plays earlier. But Jalen Ramsey's saying, when you spit on me, I'm not worried about this game. I'm not worried about an ejection. I'm not worried about a fine. I'm not worried about a suspension. You can't spit on me. Sorry, it's just above board. That is across the line.
100%. And you know, again, initially, I hadn't seen it, so I'm kind of going, that looked at it like it was out of nowhere, because the initial broadcast didn't have it, where it's like, whoa, Jalen Ramsey lost his cool. And we get, of course, because it's on camera, everywhere the camera is, you get the instant zoomed in, you go, oh, now I see.
Well, they showed the replay a ton during the game, and you can't tell that he's spitting on him. It just looks like he's saying something to him that Ramsey takes issue with. But Ramsey then after the game kind of brings forth this idea that he spit on him, and Ja'Marr Chase was asked about it, and he said, no, I didn't. He's a liar. So now we've got a he said, he said.
He was saying that you spit on him? Did you spit on him?
I ain't never opened my mouth to that guy.
What do you think prompted the reaction from him?
Well, he don't like some of the words I told him. We've been going back and forth the whole time, so I'm sure some got under his skin.
So, just to be clear, you did not spit on him at all. That's what he's saying.
I ain't spit on nobody.
Says Jamar Chase. Except that then a video comes out that someone had taken from the sideline, and it very clearly shows Jamar Chase spitting on Jalen Ramsey. And I mean, it is irrefutable. Saliva, gross, loogie hawking, like a lot of spit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not up around his helmet or his face. He's not like spitting in his face.
Not for lack of trying.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's not really like aiming toward his face. But regardless, I think he just kind of spit out at him toward his body. And it lands somewhere presumably on his jersey, I'm sure. And that's when Ramsey punches him and gets ejected. But he gets caught lying. He very obviously spit on him, which makes this so much worse. Like, spitting on a guy, I think, is one of the worst things you can do, by the way. It's one of the most lowbrow, low-rent, scumbag moves. Like, what's worse than spitting on someone? Slapping him in the face worse than spitting on someone?
It's feeding out of the same trough.
Say you're talking with a guy and you're having this disagreement. You're not nose to nose, but you're like, what are you looking at? What the heck's the matter? Slapping someone in the face is like so personal and such an affront and so terrible. I think spitting on someone is worse.
Yeah, like to me, the worst thing you can do is a defenseless person that's not paying attention, ambush them and like knock them out. Like that, like
cold cock life threat,
yeah,
the head.
Like the thing that was going around on social media for a while, for a couple of years in subways and metro stops in DC, the worst thing in the world, like kill somebody. You know what I mean? Like brain damage, like people's lives can never be the same again. That's the one seed. Below that, we're kind of in that same boat here where it's like the personal interaction between two people, like spitting and slapping somebody.
Totally.
You're basically saying, I'd like to, whatever happens next, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
as the actor.
The punch to the face, the knockout game you're talking about or whatever, just to an unsuspecting stranger, is definitely the worst thing. But I'm talking about disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like a punch to the face, for some what reason, like to a random person, feels less disrespectful. I think that the single most disrespectful, condescending, awful, you act like I'm lower than you thing you could possibly do to a human being is spit on them. Because where do you spit? You spit on the ground where you walk. You know, you spit in the dirt and then kind of like smear it around with your shoe so it's not there to look at because it's so disgusting. Like to spit on someone, I think especially in athletics, it is the most disrespectful thing you could do. Brad Marchand, who I cannot stand, the former Boston Bruin who now plays with the Florida Panthers, he famously, like a few times, has licked guys, like just to get under their skin and to make them mad. That's right there where I'm like, it's such a clownish, buffoonish behavior that there's like almost a humor to it that makes it a little bit more disarming. But that's right there. What was the guy's name? Suarez in soccer that used to
Luis Suarez, yeah.
Used to bite people. Again, that one is so dumb and so ridiculous. I'm not even sure if that is as disrespectful, because it feels more clownish and buffoonish than spitting on someone. I really believe it's the worst thing. The most mad I've ever been. You didn't have a brother. You had a sister, but you had enough buddies that were like brothers, I'm sure.
Sure, of course, yeah.
I had two brothers, and we would fight a lot. But, you know, it wasn't like good, real fist fighting. We're not punching in the face and bruising each other, breaking bones or anything. But, like, we would fight all the time, right? And I still remember, like, the angriest I ever got where, like, one of my older brothers was, like, afraid and, like, dude, no, because, like, he would whoop up on me. Was like, you know, you like spit at me when we're like talking or fighting or whatever it was. And I just lost it. And I'm like chasing him around. We're like teenagers or whatever. And I'm like running around, hopping over chairs. And he's like hiding behind the table. Like, all right, that was too much. Like, settle down. But like, I'm in a different planet right now. I'm a crazy person who wants to murder you. Because spitting on someone, man, it's the worst.
So I did it once as a kid. Forever ago. Probably like fifth grade. I spit on Lonnie Sanders, who was the son of a former Redskin, by the way. His dad played for the Redskins.
Who?
I think it might have been Lonnie Sr. I think it was a corner. And
no way.
Yeah. So we were arguing about something. We were outside during recess, and he kind of pushed me. I don't know if he knew that he pushed me. However it went, and I did it. And the instant it left me, I went, that was wrong. That's bad. I shouldn't have done that. And what I had coming happened. Well, you know, I ended up getting in a fight. I had to defend myself, and I apologized profusely. And, you know, he was furious for the rest of the day. Totally justified and correct.
How old were you?
I think 10. I think it was fifth grade.
It's like elementary school.
Yeah. I mean, again, horrible. Like, not excusing myself. Like, as soon as I went, that was bad. So, normally, it's like, if you get in a fight or whatever, like, I would have been within my rights. From the, hey, you tell a teacher, we got in a fight, and that's why I'm bleeding. I didn't say peep.
Yeah.
I'm not telling on him because of what I did. You know, like I like as soon as it left my beak, I went, that's wrong.
I just tell me something more disrespectful than spitting. I don't think it exists. I really don't. Let's go to Gary White Oak, G&D. How are you, man?
Grant, how y'all doing this evening?
Doing somebody. Well.
I went old school on the guy and I told him I promise I wouldn't say the word, but you know, back in the day. You know, everybody thinks about, well, he did that, and then he got punched. Well, why did he punch him back? You know, even though he spit on him, he didn't get but all this and that. Well, if you're a team player, you're going to look out for your teammate. Unless it's a really important playoff game or something, don't do something smart. Somebody spits on you, man, you better throw punch them so they don't never spit on anybody again, because that's about the most common thing. Hey, and then, first of all, these are professional players teaching these young kids now. People playing, people watching. Okay, and you're trying to teach the right thing about how all diversity is going on in this world. And then you say, oh, no, I didn't. Clearly, the tape shows that he clearly spits on this cat, okay? And everybody wants to get mad because he got caught for hitting a guy. He'd have got throw punched. He'd have been done. Hopefully, he wouldn't have spit on nobody anymore.
Well, I'm going to tell you, too, Gary. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry. Appreciate you, buddy. I think that the lie after just makes it so much more of a loser thing, like just sleazier in a sense to me. You're already, I don't want to call him names. I don't know Ja'Marr Chase personally, but you already did the most scumbag thing that you can do, I'll say. One of the lowest behaviors that a human being can do to another human being, to spit on them purposefully, and then to lie about it and get caught just makes it so much worse. Like, it's kind of embarrassing for you, honestly. It's like, No. I'm not cheating on you, I swear. And then the next day, you're like caught with your pants
Here's
down.
Here's the video of you cheating.
it's just so shameful and ridiculous.
Like, do you think in his mind, he was like, yeah, I was just, you know, occasionally I'll get excited, animated. Maybe the occasional spittle will leave my mouth.
I'm pretty sure he
thought that?
He said something to the effect of, like,
I never opened my mouth.
I wasn't trying to spit on him. Like, or like if I was, I would have spit up higher or whatever. We were yelling and I was just spitting and it got on him or whatever. Like, I think that was kind of the what came out after. Like, he's surprised that the video's there because I didn't spit on him purposefully, so I didn't even think I could have spit at that time, but I spit all the time, all game long, or whatever. This was Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Steelers, on the interaction between his corner who got ejected, Jalen Ramsey, and Ja'Marr Chase.
You know, I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural.
Oh, that's interesting. So that's them asking, like, what do you say to Jalen Ramsey? He shouldn't get ejected. If he's going to do my thing after Daron Payne, where I'm like, I don't care what happens first, you can't hit him. Hey, we got to be in control of ourselves. We can't lose our tempers. We got to think about the team. We can't cost ourselves 15 yards. Forget the 15 yards. We can't get ejected because now we got other corners elevating and I pay you too much money to play safety here and all that. And Mike Tomlin, instead of saying any of that, was like, I got no coaching points, man. Did he spit in your face? Whoop his ass. That's basically what Mike Tomlin just said. Play that again. I mean, he basically said, do what comes naturally, meaning whoop his butt.
You know, I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural.
Do what comes natural.
I love Mike Tomlin. I mean, I don't even agree with that message, really, to be completely honest, because I still think, as the coach, there's got to be some behind the scenes, you got to be like, hey, man, I know he spit in your face and that sucks. Let's not get ejected.
We just lost.
Let's not punch people.
Because then all of a sudden it's a strategy where, like, you put in like your worst offensive lineman
exactly.
And you go find Micah Parsons and you spit in his face. Hit me. Oh, we'll both get ejected. That's fine.
Tomlin saying things is just cooler than other people saying things.
Yeah.
Like if Dan Quinn said that, no disrespect.
But a little.
I'm not trying to throw Dan under the bus, but like his hat's backwards and he's like, let's get down. He loves saying, let's get down. That's like his favorite thing. Somebody spits on you, let's get down. Like, let's do some hard ass with some good punches or whatever.
Right.
And like he'd have a slogan for it and it would sound fine.
But Mike Tomlin, effortlessly
Mike
cooler.
Mike Tomlin, just so cool. Yeah. It's like, act naturally. Do what comes naturally. That's the coolest way ever to say whoop his ass. I mean, am I wrong?
No. beat the brakes off that guy.
Ja'Marr Chase, man. God, he looked bad in this. You lied. You spit on a guy. Did Ramsey get suspended a game?
I think he did.
I don't think he has. Because he got kicked out of the game. He has not gotten Daron Payne yet. Has Chase been suspended a game? He did get the one game, right?
Correct. And he's currently appealing, which is hilarious.
He's appealing and saying he didn't spit on him, probably, even though we all have seen the video. I think that's what happened here. Because we need to make sure, just generally, Danny, the person that did the bad thing first should be in more trouble than the person that reacted. This is my, you broke into my house
yep.
to steal my things. I didn't ask you to come here. I'm just sitting in my house. You're threatening me and my children, and that something bad happened to you while you were in my home? Now I'm the bad guy because you got hurt? No. I was sitting in my home. You came into my home. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? We need to not muddy those waters. You see what I'm saying?
Pretty simple.
Somebody spit on someone and then got punched. Good guy, bad guy. Find him. It's pretty easy exercise.
This is simple because there's so many people not spitting on you all the time. Yeah, that's the... I wonder if Chase legit thought he was getting away with it. Do you know what I mean?
Like 100%. For years, if you just said I didn't spit on him, I'm so... You talk about this a lot, but I believe guys... Like, I believe people at their word way too often, I think. But when he said I didn't spit on him, I honestly thought he was telling the truth. Jalen Ramsey's always involved with people and fighting with people and has a long track record of this. So I was like, he got hot-tempered, punched him, said he spit on him. That's what I would have assumed.
Mm-hmm.
He just happened to get caught because there's more angles, more cameras, more media, more Zoom. And my cell phone can now zoom in on Darius's nostrils to see if he's got a nose hair hanging out when he's sitting 300 yards away. You just got caught this time.
It seems so naive to think that I could get away with it in this day and age. I mean, this is not, I don't know, it's not some sort of Sunday morning game that's internet only on Yahoo. This is the NFL. It's a divisional game. You think nobody had access to any kind of film? Everybody's mic'd up. Everybody's filming for some kind of the NFL Films type deal. John Facenda narrating. Everybody's got something. There's you thought legitimately, I'll get one over on everybody. Wasn't me. You know, like it seemed pretty clear.
Or are you so into the moment that you really don't remember spitting on him? Is that possible? I don't think so. I think that's one of
you think you went with the I don't recall.
Like as you said though. I don't remember the kid's name, but when you were 10 years old, you still remember this.
Lonnie Sanders.
The second it happened, you go, whoops.
Yep, that was bad.
Terrible thing to do.
As bad as I've ever felt.
There's no way you spit on someone and don't remember doing it.
Because
it's such a visceral, awful thing that while you're doing it, you know right from wrong, you're going, shouldn't do this. You know, like, it's a bad idea.
It never occurred to me to do it before or after. Like, that's it. Now I know. That was bad.
All of our football conversation on the fans presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's The Return to Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton's back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore and Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott as well. Landman, new season streams November 16th only on Paramount Plus, just dropped a couple nights ago, so enjoy that. It is time for Commander Survivor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's go to the producer room to figure out who you guys are sending home and who's getting immunity because of injury. Last time out, Jaden Daniels was voted off the island. So, Darius, give us some news. Who's joining him getting the boot?
So, got to make a little adjustment here. So, last week, we were off because of Veterans Day, of course, Tuesday, and we ended up not posting Survivor last week.
How could we have done that?
How could we have done that? Oh, unbelievable mistake. Right. So, what we're doing...
First time in show history.
What we're doing is the top two vote-getters are being dismissed from the island this week to make up for last week. Those top two vote-getters this week were, unfortunately, the injured Trey Amos and the coming-off suspension, Daron Payne. So, they have been dismissed from the island.
Ooh. Daron Payne throws a punch, gets suspended, gets knocked off the island.
He was having a pretty decent year.
I was going to say, he was in the running to win this damn thing.
Yeah, people were not happy about the suspension.
Wow. And Trey Amos, I mean, you get injured, which means everyone on the team, you probably aren't winning this thing.
Great chance you're boned. Yeah.
People, as soon as you miss the rest, like if you're out for the year, people can't wait to vote you off the island. Who gets immunity?
Immunity goes to Daron Payne's running mate on the defensive line, Javon Kinlaw. So congratulations to Kinlaw. You survive another week.
Kinlaw had a huge game.
That play at the goal line where it's hard to notice defensive tackles all the time, but when he threw the blocker to the side, made a one-arm tackle to stop a touchdown, you go, oh, I noticed that.
Dan Orlovsky with us tomorrow to talk quarterback play around the NFL. We'll also have Wizards tickets for you at 4 o'clock, and we've got an audio vault for you on Grant and Danny. Make sure you're with us at 2. Friday, we are in Manassas, so plan on coming out to see us. Uptown Alley live show from 2 to 6:30. Overtime this evening with Linnell Willingham comes your way next right here on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.